Okay, your middle name is Macho. But I'm wondering if you ever cry. You ever, has a macho man ever cried?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's okay for macho men to show every emotion available right there, you know, because I've cried 1,000 times, I'm gonna cry some more. But I've soared with the eagles and I've slithered with the snakes and I've been everywhere in between. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. There's one guarantee in life, and that there are no guarantees, yeah. And I understand this. Yeah. Nobody likes a quitter. Nobody said life was easy. So if you get knocked down, take the standing eight count, get back up and fight again. And you're a macho maniac. Dig it.
Some Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Bartender's Jukebox. I know it's been a journey so far. I've been talking about men's mental health and even gave you some backstories of what's been going on with me and stuff like that throughout my life. Gave you a little bit about my past, but we're not going to look to the past. We're going to look to the future these days, guys. So let's fucking do that. PT kicked my fucking ass today. I mean, I feel like my arm and shoulder is completely dead. Talk about hell. But hey, I'm here and today I'm pushing through it. I hope everybody is pushing through their day to day just like I am. It started off pretty good, and then as the day goes on, it just kind of wears you thin. You know, I just had a phone call with my mom, and she's telling me about all the stuff up on the farm, and it just fucking kills me inside right now, because I wish I could be up there doing stuff, and handling business, and getting all the crops ready, and stuff like that, or, not crops ready, all the shit I gotta get done. Let me rephrase my wording. I just got so much shit to get done, from cleanup to maintenance. It's unbelievable, and sitting here during my downtime is just driving me up fucking wall. But you know, it is what it is. You just got to take it day to day and as it comes. So earlier today I was talking to a gentleman. I'm just gonna call him Jay. Jay worked for the system. He was basically a parole officer for sexual offenders. And since I started talking about men's mental health, he had reached out to me and said, you know what, this is something that needs to be talked about. He said, I was a tough guy until I wasn't. And I always wondered how he did what he did. I mean, I don't think I could have the mental stability to be able to deal with that, especially when it came to people that were child rapists and stuff like that, and abusers. He dealt with a lot of that stuff daily. And one message he wanted to get out to everybody was, he said, right now, you may think it's like a sprain or a twist of the ankle or something. He goes, no, it goes a lot deeper than that. And he goes, take care of it now before it can't be taken care of. And that's his message to everybody. And maybe at some point I'll have him on here and me and him will chat about the difficulties in certain kind of environments and stuff like that and the mental tolls it takes on men. I mean, God bless him for having that job. I mean, it sucks that we have shitty people in the world that do that kind of stuff. But at the same time, we have fucking brave men and women that do that shit, that look over those horrible people just to keep us safe out here in the world. And for that, thank you to the police officers out there, you know. What you guys go through on a daily basis, I mean, you don't know if somebody's pulling a gun on you or you're pulling up to a murder scene or a bad car accident, what you're going to see there. Those images last with you for a lifetime, and I can only imagine what you guys and gals go through. Deep respect for you, and same with ambulance workers and nurses as well. I mean, if you look at it, like, sometimes the nurse is the last person to be there before somebody dies. And they take on that weight. Same with a person that, you know, it's an ambulance worker. Same with a firefighter, a cop. Same with any serviceman, man or woman as well. We take on these things in life, and sometimes it's our own cross to bear. But every once in a while, you just got to realize that there's somebody out there that can, it may not be much, but they might be able to just lend one hand to help ease the weight of that cross that you're bearing. That's all. Now, the tips I say, like, get out there, like, if you're feeling down in the dumps, get out there and, you know, go work out. Take a walk. You know, don't go the substance route or anything like that, 'cause it's not going to get you anywhere. You can only drown your demons out so far. I know this is the Bartender's Jukebox, and, you know, alcohol is involved. But like I said yesterday, my mission of why I became a bartender really wasn't for the alcohol aspect of things in general. It was just, it was a life mission that I wanted to figure out. And, you know, like I said, that in the end, I couldn't figure out. I figured out, but it wasn't the answer I was looking for. And I just happened to be good at the job and happened to be good at being able to listen to people and take their minds off things and stuff. You know, whatever was going on in their day and help them out. And if anything you guys learn or listen from this podcast is, You know, like I said, sometimes it's just that friendly ear that helps you make it through the day. And I know there's a lot of guys out there that carry that burden, that weight of the day, and they just go home and they're like, all it is to them is just work and sleep and work and sleep. But it's way more than that. It's way more than that. I think we get to a point where it gets so much built up inside of us where we just start avoiding the world, staying to ourselves. We used to be happy on a daily basis, like, but now some days we wake up angry. Or we wake up hopeless. And it shouldn't be that way. We should all have the ability to wake up and say, today's going to be a good fucking day. And I know some people that say, oh, you know, just make yourself happy. Just get over it. Here's the factors in that. Yes, we can say the words and we can even try to employ the actions. But sometimes there's just so much of a detrimental imbalance in us. And it could be a chemical imbalance. And if that's the case, you need to get that treated. You need a better quality of life. You need to figure out what's going to make you stable. Now, for me, it's listening to music. I love listening to music. It helps me get an outlet. I kind of zone out and I put myself in a place where I don't think about anything else around me. I focus on every little beat. Sometimes I focus on the lyrics. Sometimes I focus on the change-ups. Whatever it might be, that's what's fucking got me through so many tough times. And for me, that was my outlet, and it was worked well for a while. But these past 2 months has been just a really dark place for me because you can only listen to so much music. You know, when I was listening to music and the dark place before I was able to move around, I was able to do other things. I was able to occupy my hands with my mind at the same time. Unfortunately, I didn't have that ability these last 2 months. And it, like I said, it took me down a dark place. And since posting up about my mental health and what was going on, people have reached out, which inspired me to start talking about this in my podcast. There's been a lot of people I've come in contact with over these last 2 months in places like you wouldn't even expect. A gentleman reached out to me. His name's Travis Orndorff. He's the son of Paul Orndorff, Mr. Wonderful. Travis has dealt with his own health issues and stuff like that over the last few years. And he told me somewhat of his story. I'm not going to tell that here. If he would ever tell it at some point in his life, that's entirely up to him to let you guys know about that. But his words have helped me through every day, even if it was just a simple text message checking on me. Just to say, you know, how's today? Did you get sleep? Something as simple as sleep, because I didn't sleep often. I was only sleeping like 2 hours a night for the last 2 months. And it, you know, it starts making you go delirious, and you don't give your body time to heal and recuperate from it because of that delirium or exhaustion or whatever you want to call it. I mean, like I said, it really got dark. There'd be times it'd be 4 o'clock in the morning and I couldn't sleep. And I get out and I just take a little walk with my arm in the fucking sling 90 degrees, looking like RoboCop walking down the street. But I didn't have to worry about traffic or anything like that, crossing the streets. Like, it was just 10 minutes of time I could get out and walk and try and clear my head. So by the time I came back, I'd lay back down and I might get 15, 20 minutes more sleep. You know, it was a very, very brutal time period for me. And like I said, I wasn't expecting with the whole surgery to be as bad as it was. And well, here I am. Shit, I'm pushing through it right now. And I hope that you guys are listening to this podcast. Like, I hope you start to hear the change in me. I want this to definitely be a turning point to start doing bigger and better things in my life and start feeling better about me. For a long time here, I got to be real with you guys. I wasn't happy inside. You know, and it wasn't for my family or anything like that. Like my family, my wife and my kids, they were the ones holding me on by a thread for the longest time. But I wasn't happy walking into work. I wasn't happy in the way situations in life are working out. You know, like I said, with the whole farm thing right now, I am months behind on stuff and it's driving me fucking crazy. I mean, as a farmer, we work with the weather and the elements. And You know, when you leave months go by, that's more work in the end for you. And to be honest with you, it's driving me up the fucking wall. It really is. So I'm hoping by springtime next year, I will be relaxing daily. When I say relaxing, doing hard work on a farm and still continuing my wrestling training and getting just getting back to me for a fucking change. You know, I hope I can help you guys out there get back to yourselves or help you guys find the new you, because you got to at some point as we get older. I know, like, I've looked at the different thing, like reading different articles and stuff like that, and they say, you know, you'll have like these changing points in your life and things that you used to like won't be the same and you'll find new things to like. And I think that's where I'm at right now in my life. I mean, it's not the fact that I don't love bartending. I still love bartending. I will always love bartending. It will be a passion of mine. But at the same time, I think, you know, I'm really anxious to start doing this farming life. You know, I gotta pay my bills in the meantime, so I'll probably go back to bartending for a little bit here once I'm all healed up. But yeah, it's just been a downtime for me. I mean, I'm glad it was summer when I got this done, this surgery, because I couldn't even imagine trying to put on a long sleeve shirt or a hoodie with the way my arm was at 90 degrees. That wouldn't have fucking happened. Not at all. Thank God it was summertime. And I think for the first three weeks of my surgery, I stayed shirtless. Yeah, no shirt whatsoever. I figured it's going to be hot out. Let's roll with this. And then finally, I was able to move my arm a little bit and figure out a way to get a tank top on underneath. So then I started becoming civilized. I started getting rid of this caveman looking, and whatnot. I think when the farm comes up, I think I might... You ever see, like, those primitive cooking videos where they build a fire and they start making all kinds of stuff out in the open? I think once a week I'm going to start doing a video like that. Just for shits and giggles. And at the same time, even start videoing the progress of, like, how things are growing on the farm. And, you know, all the different projects we have going on. Our idea for the farm is we would like to go farm to table. So any restaurateurs out there, or bar owners, or anything like that, when the time is right and you need fresh produce, please, please, please hit up the bartender's jukebox here. I will be more than happy to get it to you. And definitely at a cheaper cost than what you're finding in the grocery stores right now. I mean, fucking prices are high if you can find the products. What the hell's going on out there? I mean, I almost feel like after the pandemic, the shelves never came back to the way they look like, and the prices definitely didn't go back down to the way they were. Just fucking crazy. I mean, I never thought in my lifetime that I'd be going into stores and sometimes not finding some of the basic shit. Like, where the fuck did it go? Like, what is going on right now? I mean, remember back during COVID during the pandemic? And it was toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. Everybody had to stock up on fucking toilet paper. Oh, God. And the masks that people were breaking out and the people that didn't want to wear the mask and all that. I don't know. It was just a hot mess to begin with. I was just happy to make it through those 2 years. I mean, I was going stir crazy myself in that window of time. I mean, 2 years, no real interactions and stuff like that. I was fortunate I was able to go down to my summer place for a little bit, or up to my hunting camp for a little bit during those periods, which was a nice reprieve to get away, but as soon as you come back, it's like the same old thing, like you're stuck in one area. And I kind of feel like, personally, the last 2 months were like that way for me as well. Just a little more stuck because I'd have less mobility and not being able to really go anywhere. Oh, well, I'm going to hit you up with some music here, and we'll get back to this.
the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. Burn, ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if it's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then that's the way it is.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge.
Damn, I like you, but I really want her. She's that type.
I met Rodney Dangerfield. That was in Florida at a comedy. It was the first comedian that I met that was famous. And I was about 17, and he came and he bumped me at this club. I was getting ready to go, and he said, Dangerfield's here. And I was like, oh, no. So he went up, yeah, I get no respect. Killed it, blew the whole place out. Then I had to go up after him, and I did my show. I had a good set, and I went up after him. I said, so what's the Dangerfield? What'd you think? He said, yeah, where are you going to go? Because back then, my act was real dirty, dirtier than it was 5 years when I was 17. Whew, forget about
your,
it.
Your act was dirtier when you were 17?
Oh, much dirtier. Much dirtier. Like the audience would sit there and look. And afterwards, I went up to Dangerfield and said, so what you think? And he said, hey, where you going to go with all of that? And then I saw him again maybe like 7 years later, like after Saturday Night Live and after the movies. No, he might not even remember this. In a bathroom in Caesar's Palace.
Well.
And I'm at the urinal. Oh, and Dangerfield walks up and he looks over at me and he just goes, who knew?
I decided to put this up. It's Bray Wyatt's return speech when he came back. And he was completely out of character when this speech happened, and it really hits home more than ever, and I don't know, just take a listen.
I don't know if y'all can read this on me, but I'm incredibly grateful, and I'm really, really nervous to be here, but I never thought this would happen. And this right here, this is just me, okay? You know, this is a version of me that I've never got to introduce to you guys before. This is just me being me, genuine me for the first time. And I just want to share with you, you know, this past year in my life, I lost a lot of things. I lost my career. I love you too. I lost my career. I lost my self-confidence. I lost two people who were very, very close to me. And I lost my way. And I got to a point where I thought that everything that I'd ever done here or otherwise, I thought it was all meaningless. Nothing I ever did has mattered to anyone. And I was wrong. Once I was done feeling sorry for myself, and I decided to go out in the world again and see people, there were people everywhere. They would say, "Thank you, Bray, man. When are you coming back home?" And then every once in a while, there would be someone I would meet that's truly remarkable. And you know who you are. But these people, they would come to me. They would come to me and they would say, "Bray, I just wanted to thank you, man, because I was in a time of need and I lost people that were close to me and I lost my self-confidence and I felt weak and I felt vulnerable. And in this weakened state, I found your words, Bray. I found your words and I just wanted to thank you, man. You saved my life, Bray." Truth is, I don't think about stuff like that. And the thing about that is that I can sit here right now today and I can look all of you in the eyes and I can say that you were there when I was weak, when I was vulnerable, when I was down. So I just wanted to say thank you. You all saved my life. You wouldn't let me alone. Every time I tried to run away and hide, you were there to find me. When I left things behind, you found them. You chased me. You are the reason.
Hey guys, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Deluxe Podcast Edition. If you like all things podcasts and different kind of unique interviews, definitely check those guys out. Another podcast to check out is the Three Beards of Wrestling. If you're into indie wrestling, pro wrestling, all kinds of wrestling talk, definitely check out the Three Beards of Wrestling podcast. That is my shameless promos for the rest of this episode, so enjoy the rest. Don't forget, guys and gals, you can leave the Bartender's Jukebox a voice message. There is a link on Spotify that you can link up and send me one. I know Spotify, sometimes most people don't have it, so you might be listening to me on another outlet like Google Podcast, Amazon Music or Podcast, Stitcher, or iHeartRadio. All my supporters, listeners and supporters, I appreciate everything. You know, it's been a journey so far, and like I said earlier in this podcast, I hope you guys hear me getting better through all this. The outlet is giving me, and I'm trying each day to be more positive. Some days I'll be a little on the negative side, a negative Nelly, as they say it. but I guess that's part of the process, right? So, thanks for following along with me. And like I said, this mental health thing with men, I really want to shine the biggest fucking light on it that I possibly can. So, if you all believe in what I'm doing right now, please let me know. You can, like I said, leave a voice message for me or comment on anything. I do post up random polls and stuff like that, and there is questions on the Spotify app that you can answer and whatnot. And just, you know, let me know how everything's going with you. Let me know if anything's making an impact on you, because I know just you guys listening is making an impact on me. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate it.
Played Funnel Nuts?
What?
Oh, come on. You guys have had to play Funnel Nuts. This is the best game ever invented. Check it out. Take the funnel, put it in the front of your pants like that, right? Okay? Then you put a peanut on your nose like this. And then when you're ready... No way! You gotta be kidding! That's not right!
All right.
Hey, and the person who gets the most nuts wins. Now, who's gonna play me first?
Do it. I got it.
No.
This is mine. You always go first.
I got it first. Guys, hold on, all right? Look, you guys play each other first, and then I'll play the winner. All right. Here you go. Now take your time. It takes time. Get a good balance on that.
Okay.
Look way up high. Good. Okay. Keep looking at the sky when you're ready.
All right.
Now don't drop it until you're ready, guys.
I got it.
That's weird. Woo! Smell of peanuts makes my weenie cold.
Woo! It shrank mine. Oh. Hey!
The yacht, the two weed spots, the two hot clocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Trent in the head, took the bread and the lamb's bread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs tripping.
This is why I'm hot, hot. This is why I'm hot, hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot, hot. This is why I'm hot, hot. This is why I'm hot, hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot, hot. This is why I'm hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, I'm
into show business?
I have 8 kids, and my kids range. Yes, I have 8 kids.
I do. Eddie.
I do.
8 kids?
I do.
Well, now I know why you haven't been here in 13 years.
Ah. Right.
And they go from age 3 to 21, 20.
Oh, Eddie.
I'm the...
Are you all right?
Yeah. You're a very, very fertile man.
Yeah, I guess.
Very, very dense sperm.
Okay.
This goes out to everyone, you know, that's having a day. You're fighting your battle. Just know you got this shit. You made it this far. It's another fucking day. I see on Facebook and stuff like that that a lot of people are going through some hard times right now. Keep our heads up. You know, as best we can. I mean, times are tough, but we got this. We got this. And I may not be actually behind a bar right now, but I'm still a bartender. So if y'all need just somebody to listen to you or whatever it is, I got you. Don't ever hesitate whatsoever. I appreciate that. And I do a lot of and stuff like that. I know when I'm talking solo here, but I think it's just I'm trying to think off the top of my head everything I want to get in. And you've heard like some of the stuff I've been playing music-wise. It's kind of like what it's in my head, so sometimes it takes a little bit for it to slow down. I do apologize for that. But this whole thing, this outlet with the podcast, I mean, I know it's been helping me out. And I've told anybody else just listening to it. I mean, you can relate to it or whatever it is. You know, I'm here for you guys and gals. Just... How's the old saying go? Keep on trucking. Fucking keep on trucking, man. Just fucking keep on motherfucking trucking. Motherfucking trucking. There we go. We got something. We got something. You know, just keep your heads up. Try to find that happy place. Well, guys, I'm going to sign off for today. The bartender's a little tired from PT. A bit wore out. I feel like I have dead shoulder. If only I could say, like, Beetlejuice, 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 and my shoulder would come back, I would fucking love it. Absolutely fucking love it. Well, like I always say, guys, stay thirsty for music. Stay thirsty for life. And stay thirsty for experience. Well, I'm going to leave you with this advice in the end, and a little bit of madness in my head with music. Cheers.
In our professional lives and our personal lives, relationships are the most important thing we have. Most people think it's all about who you know or who knows you. To me, that's bullshit. It's not about who you know or who knows you. It's about who's willing to say they know you. Who's willing to pick up a phone and make a call for you? Who's willing to put their name on the line for you? That's what a real relationship is all about.
Play something these pros are like. Dry whips, I know they like. Twister, you told her right.
I can make you a celebrity overnight.
Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sort of like Goldie, right? The way we motor ride.
I can make you a celebrity overnight. Girl, I see you in the map about them G's. Chinchilla on your back, I wanna know your name. Girl, I'm just like I can blow your brains. Put you in the chameleon, Ovo range. Still sexy, can you smoke that brain? Jerking like a chicken when you throw that thing. She got me hotter than the oven, the way that she talk. Switching the beat, so I'm loving the way that she walk. You look good, girl, you wanna be a picture. Listen to me, I see your career going sky high. Taking you home to the crib and the shot. And every time I see you, bye, bye, cry when I bye, bye. Watching you should be a thrill. Got the fellas on some Johnny Gill. Steady screaming, my, 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 my. Walking the carpet with the diamonds, they're licking the dog. Kicking it on the couch, when I was kicking the paw. I can see your beauty on the big screen. I can see me freaking you with whipped cream. I can see you on stage at the awards. With a dress better than Jennifer, than doing big things. Kick it with me, I can mow your life. You look a good girl, show you. Dre told me you the prototype. I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not?
Play something these pros are like. Dry whips, I know they like. Twister, you told her right.
I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not?
Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sorta like Goldie, right? The way we mow them, right?
I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not?
Play something these pros are like. Dry whips, I know they like. Twister, you told her right.
I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not?
Right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't.